Now here's NPR's Farai Chidea with your comments about the show.
A few of you wrote in about our roundtable. Sean McDonald had both praise and a correction. Sean said, "I'm a regular listener and fan of sorts. I believe your show fills an important role in a community that generally lacks viable avenues for discourse. However, in a panel discussion of possible presidential hopefuls, you said former Virginia Governor Mark Warner, a Democrat, stepped aside to ensure he was prepared to make a presidential run. In fact," McDonald continues, "Governor Warner was compelled to leave office because of Virginia's mandatory term limits." Marissa Bodell heard that roundtable too, but she misheard one of Ed Gordon's comments about Democrat Bill Richardson, New Mexico's governor. Marissa said, "I take offense to you calling Bill Richardson white. He is, in fact, of a Hispanic ethnicity. I would think that you would be happy to point out that this potential presidential candidate is a minority." Thanks for the letter, Marissa. But Ed's comment was that in a field of mostly white, middle-aged men who may have their sights on the White House, Governor Richardson is an exception. Mark Gottbaum called us to say he's bothered by the way we address current issues on the show.
"You seem to be talking to a middle-class audience, just as most of NPR does. And when you talk about education and things of that nature, maybe you ought to get to the real problems of education instead of a bunch of professors who don't seem to really know what's going on. And it pains me because I would expect more from your program."
And last week, I spoke with playwright and actress Anna Deavere Smith.
Artists are, if so inclined, have the opportunity to be a kind of a shadow of the real world and a shadow of politics and ask questions, important questions, which means that we need to be educated, we need to be in the world and not away from the world.
We got some calls about that story, too. One listener was a little upset with one of my questions.
"My name is John Omanelli. I'm calling from New York City. I was struck by one comment that just stayed with me. The interviewer asked Anna Deavere Smith, what do you say to those people who don't feel empowered to question? And I thought, well, hopefully Anna Deavere Smith is going to jump down her throat, because the whole motto of Anna Deavere's life is that she's always felt empowered to question. And this just went unaddressed. So in the middle of what was a wonderful interview, it was a sad little moment."
But Nicole Irvin wrote us with the subject heading, "You Rock." Thanks, Nicole. And said, "The interview with Anna Deavere Smith was phenomenal. I am a fan of her work, but the questions and answers added a new depth to my appreciation of both the interviewer and the interviewee." And finally, this letter from Kwame Cash. "I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your program. Your guests are great, and your interviews are always thoughtful as well as thought-provoking. I appreciate all of your hard work. As long as you keep doing your thing like you do, you'll always have a listener in me." Thanks, Kwame. And thanks to the rest of you for your comments. We'll definitely keep doing our thing, and you do yours and keep the letters and phone calls coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Good or bad, we want to hear from you. And you can also email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please, please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.